This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. We are following events in the Mideast today. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has just been taken out of emergency surgery, his seventh surgery since a major stroke in January. Doctors at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem say that his life is in danger once again. He had part of his intestines removed after an intestinal blockage was noticed. We will continue to report that story this morning. A news conference will be held later this morning. Now, though, we're going to turn to a story that's roiled the Muslim world for much of the week. Protests against cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad have now spread beyond Europe to the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and Venezuela. Today in London, organizers are holding what they hope will be a peaceful demonstration against the cartoons, which have run in a number of publications across Europe. London's mayor, Ken Livingstone, is expected to attend. But in other locations around the world, at least 11 people have died. Many more have been injured in demonstrations that have turned violent. Why have the most violent demonstrations against the cartoons occurred outside of Europe? Rami Curry is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, who joins us from there. Rami, thanks for being back with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And quickly, have you seen the cartoons?
Oh, yes. I checked them out on the website just when they came out.
And your reaction?
Well, two or three of them are extremely offensive. Mm-hmm. The rest of them they're actually not very good cartoons. They're pretty simplistic as cartoons go, mm-hmm. But they're very offensive to Muslims because of the way that, first of all, they portray the Prophet, which Muslims don't like to do. It's against their religion. And second of all, they show the Prophet as a terrorist, and then they equate Islam with terrorism. And there's three reasons why people should be angry, can be angry just by looking at the cartoons.
Mm-hmm. This week, Secretary of State Rice suggested that Syria and Iran were trying to exploit the popular upset about the cartoons and instigating some of the protests that have turned violent. Do you see any evidence of that kind of instigation?
I think there probably is some evidence of that, but really that's a minor issue. I think there's a much wider set of reasons why people are angry mm-hmm. at various targets. I mean, whether it's the Europeans or the Americans or their own government or secular groups, whoever it may be. So, yes, of course, the people will take advantage of this. You've had evidence of certain foreign elements in Lebanon, for instance, non-Lebanese Arabs who have been caught and are among the couple hundred people who have been arrested for the riots. The reality is, though, that the vast majority of people who have been protesting in a relatively normal way. I mean, they're kind of lively, and they're jumping up and down, and mm-hmm. sometimes burn a flag. But they're not going around destroying things and killing people for the most part. So I think we have to separate the various strands of political provocation, criminal troublemakers, political troublemakers, external agitation mm-hmm. from the peaceful protests, and then from the many other reasons that people, I think, are expressing the anger they're expressing, using the cartoons as the sort of fuse that lit this this explosion of anger. And I think we need to analyze all those things very carefully.
Rami Curry is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.